See, Mike, the only difference between giving up and not giving up is if you take her back when she wants to come back. But you can't do anything to make her want to come back. In fact, you can only do stuff to make her not want to come back.
So the only difference is if I forget about her or just pretend to forget about her.
Right, although probably more likely the opposite.
What do you mean?
I mean, at first you're going to pretend to forget about her. You'll not call her, I don't know, whatever. But then eventually, you really will forget about her.
Unless she comes back first.
See, that's the thing, is somehow they know not to come back until you really forget.
Here's the rub.
Here's the rub.
Hello?
Hi, Michael.
Michelle?
Hi, how's it going? It's been a while.
6 months.
How are you doing?
Fine, I guess. How are you?
Good. I think about things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of things?
You know, us.
I thought you met someone else.
It doesn't matter. I think about you every day.
Really?
I miss you, Mike.
Welcome to It's Time for a Beer, the podcast that talks about relationships and beers. I'm your host, Edgar Angulo. And with me as always, and it's been a while since I've seen this guy, it's my soundboard director. Sorry about that. It is Pedro. What is going on, man? Yeah. Oh, Pedro. You know, I've been getting a lot of shit from people. And they're like, is this Pedro guy for real? I mean, when is he going to say something? And I tell him what you told me, man. You started it this way and you want to just go as long as you can, right? Oh man, that was awesome. It's been a while since I've heard that intro. As you guys can tell, we've been gone for a couple of weeks now. Sorry about that. We had some personal stuff come up, and family first is basically what I believe in. So everything else kind of goes, and we put a stop to it. I know Pedro had some things to take care of. I had my daughter come into town and visit for a while. So I just pretty much put everything aside and try to get in as much time as I can, as I could with her. And then, of course, you know, there's always the goodbyes. And I always get depressed. And I'll be honest with you, I get sad, man. Like, once she leaves, she comes out for a week and we see her about twice a year. But every time she leaves, man, I go in this, like, I get depressed and in a funk, and I just don't want to do shit, man. I seriously, I don't want to work out. I start eating junk food, and just the whole woe is me, you know. It's just, I get sad. I miss her right away, you know. And this time I did let it drag out a little bit longer than usual. I did let those emotions kind of evolve inside me, and well, you guys are the ones that suffered, because we haven't put a show out in about, what, 3 weeks? Maybe more? I don't know. Yeah. Sorry. But we are back. This show is episode 9. And this is going to be the shout-out show, man. I have a few shout-outs to put out there. And we have some fans of the show. We have some people that have been helping us out. We have our street team members that are out there taking pictures now, going to different breweries. So a lot has changed, and the show's now progressing in a different style, different format. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's basically growing. And so today is it's going to be a little show just dedicated to all the vendors, all the breweries that have been supporting us and have been really nice to us. And if you want to be part of this shout out, we're going to do these episodes, you know, once every, what, 5 episodes or maybe more. I don't know. But yeah, go ahead and I'll go through the categories. And if you want to participate and help us out, then definitely you're going to get a shout out there. But real quick, Pedro, what have you been up to, man? Why don't you get on that microphone and catch everybody up? And kind of tell us where you've been, man. It's been a while. You look dark. You got some, you know, some sun in you, huh? All right. Mike's yours, buddy. Go for it. Ay, ay, ay. Anyways, quick shout out to Sandy. I'm going to start the show with Sandy here. Sandy sent us an email after our last episode. If you listened to episode 8, and I hope you did, we had a fun time. And I had a special guest. Gary was in studio with us. We also had T. He made an appearance again. And big thanks to those guys, man. I like having them in here. Gary, that was his first time on the air. He was kind of careful with what he was saying, you know. You know, the guy's going through some stuff and, yeah, he's not sure where he was at. So he kind of held back a little bit. But still, thanks for coming out and letting us have a good old time with you. T, you are always welcome here, man. That dude cracks me up. He just gets on the mic and has a few beers and it's like good old time, man. Can't wait to do that again with him. I know I got a couple of things in my mind that I want to do with him, and Pedro, you and I have talked about this, but a couple of other guests too there. I want to do like a little bottle share where we can bring in, you know, more people and kind of just do a round table on what everybody's drinking and what they want to bring in and talk about, and, you know, local breweries that they like. So that's something that's in the works. I still have a couple of people I want to reach out to, and that's pretty much catches us up and brings us to Sandy. So on the last episode, we got into a huge debate about Valley Girl and whether or not it was, well, now I can't think of the name. I knew exactly what I was going to say and I didn't write it down. Anyways, if you listen to the episode, you know exactly what we're talking about. We got into a huge debate over whether or not the best friend slept with the ex-boyfriend or whatever. Well, Sandy out there, she sent us an email clarifying everything. It was awesome, man. She even took down like notes and, you know, put the little arrow on there. I showed you, yeah. She had, you know, like script and it said, and then Randy said this. Well, actually, it's not Randy, but, you know, and so she started highlighting like everything that we were debating. And of course, T was right and I was wrong. She did not have sex with him, which I was blown away. I've seen that thing. I watched that movie so many times and I thought they had sex. I seriously did. And well, I was wrong. And T, you were right. And thank you, Sandy. And I believe Sandy, now here's where we're going to, and I'm going to mention this later on. Now, Sandy also wanted to request a song. So, Pedro, you got that song ready, buddy? If you do, let me know, man. You tell me. Yeah, just fire it up whenever it's ready, man. Whenever it's ready to go, you just... I hear it. So this is going to get me into another discussion, and I'm going to wait. I just did this on Instagram. I posted a favorite movie with John Cusack. Say Anything or High Fidelity. Of course, Say Anything did not win. I get so lost sometimes. But Sandy, this one's for you. Little In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. And I'm stealing this from YouTube, by the way. When I want to run away, I drive up in my car. But whichever way I go, I come back to the place you are. All my instincts, they return. The grand facade I'm just going to play a little snippet there for you, Sandy. And I just want to say thank you for listening to the show. I do appreciate you sending us that email and clarifying that discussion that we had, whether or not the girl had sex with the guy. And I'm, you know, I don't know, man. I listened to the second part of it, and it's just, you could totally tell the beers kicked in, and man, we just lost it. And we should have stopped recording, but it's just, a lot of you guys have sent me emails saying that that's the part that you like, that's what you enjoy about the show, but I just feel like, man, we really got lost in that one. It was, the wheels fell off the moment we hit that third beer or the fourth beer, that it was over, man. You were drunk too. You weren't drinking at the beginning, but then you caught up with us right away. Oh, hold on. Let me just play a little bit more for Sandy, because I know Sandy's out there going, hey, turn up the sound. Here we go, Sandy. Here we go. Here comes the best part. So, Sandy, I want you to pick up that speaker that you're listening to us on. I hope you have like a little portable speaker. Just go outside your house right now and play this really loud right there in front of your house. Here it is. Here it is. Let the whole neighborhood know. You know what? If you guys are a fan of that movie Say Anything, I want all of you guys outside. Just right now, wherever you're at. You know, if you're on the street somewhere, just go outside, get that little portable speaker and put it over your head. And just, you know, no reason. Just hanging out. If you're at a Taco Bell or something, put your cell phone over your head. Just play the music really loud. But I want you guys to record it if you're like definitely in a Taco Bell or Del Taco or any little restaurant. And play the song, stand up in the middle of everybody, and just play it. Oh, that'd be awesome if it was at a brewery, huh? Oh, that would be awesome. Like if they're at Old Stump and it's like, hey, everybody, and he stand up. Pedro, you're on to something, man. I'd love to see a video like that. You know, tag us on it. Oh, that would be so awesome. Just right in the middle of everything. Just, guys, I just want to play it. And play that song. Put it right over your head and just kind of record it. Have somebody record you. Oh, send it to us, post it, tag us. That would be awesome, man. But let's get started, man. Sandy, thank you so much for that. Thank you for everything. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Appreciate it. And let's get to our show, man. We have we got some shout-outs. This is pretty cool. I'm excited about this. Let me pull up the notes, Pedro. Go ahead and say something while I'm pulling up the notes. Yeah, feel free to just jump in any minute. Nothing? All right. Thanks, man. All right. So, first topic. First off, we have the League of Show Sharers. Now, this is for anybody that is sharing our show out there and making sure that if you guys do a repost on the Instagram, show us some love. Make sure that you tag us and leave that repost in there showing it that it is us. But I have a couple of people to thank. Actually, there's one person. So, hey, it counts. And this one goes out to Nadia. I know we've talked about Nadia on this show a few times. She's even been on an episode. Nadia, thank you for sharing our show. Always tagging us on all of the pictures. We get every single one of them. And we appreciate that. And you're the first one. Look at that. She gets to be part of the League of Show Sharers. That is so hard to say. But anyways, Nadia, thank you for the love. We appreciate everything you're doing for us. Appreciate you keep sending those pictures, girl. We keep posting them. And I have a couple other people that are starting to do it, but they haven't really stepped up as much as Nadia has. But they're getting there. They're getting there. And maybe for the next episode, we'll get a little shout out there to them. And also, if you want to be part of this shout out, feel free to share the show, repost it. If you see a picture on there, feel free to repost it and put, hey, it's time for a beer. Follow these guys. And then just hashtag League of Show Sharers. Or if you want to be, you know, hashtag time for a beer street team member or street team. So let's do this. Hashtag time for a beer street team. And then, you know, we'll get that. Yeah, we'll get the note. We'll get the message. And then, we'll post it. Why not, right? Definitely. Pedro, slow down there. All right, the second person that is going to get a shout out is going to be Beatrice. Hey, Beatrice, I want to say thank you to you and to send you a big shout out for the pictures. Now, if you guys don't know who Beatrice is, Beatrice is our, I guess we can say our beer model, or the model that poses with the beers. I'm not sure, but definitely helping us out. That is something that she completely does on her own. She's not getting paid. She's just volunteering, and she's just a fan of the show. You know, she's been a longtime friend of ours. We love her. She's funny. She's pretty much a standout person. I mean, she's awesome. And I just want to say thank you, Beatrice. Those pictures are awesome, man. Every time I post them, I mean, if you take a look at my Instagram, you'll see that those pictures are the ones that get a lot of hits. She's a good-looking girl, man. Heck yeah. Right? But Beatrice, thank you so much for those pictures. Appreciate that. And you get a shout-out for that. I'm not sure if Beatrice wants me to give, you know, well, Nadia too. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't know. I didn't get permission from them to put their Instagram on the air. So, I mean, a lot of them want to be private. Pedro, we'll do that next time. Let us know if you want us to say, you know, what your Instagram is. And that goes back to the repost. And if you want to be part of the League of Show Sharers, just go ahead and I'll promote your Instagram. That's not a problem, man. So if you share, you know, and repost our pictures and repost our page and share it, heck yeah, I'll promote your page. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. How's that? Yeah? Fantastic. All right, let's go into Patreon. Now, this is something I wanted to talk about. We do have a Patreon page. It is time for a beer /Patreon. If you go on there, you can go ahead and donate to the show. We do have a couple of little spots there. I believe you have, what did you have set up there, Pedro? $5 if you want to just be a Patreon pledge member and support the show. I believe you put in there beer money. So if you want to support, you know, and help us out, as you guys know, it's not cheap to go out and buy beer to sample. So if you want to donate and make, you know, a pledge every month, what was the beer money for? $10. If you want to donate $10 every month, feel free to donate it right there and just become a pledge member and say, and you get a shout out for either one of those. If you want to be the, if you want to do $5, if you want to do $10, that's fine with me, man. If you want to buy the guys a round of beer at a next, you know, local brewery, a little event that we go to, we do have a $20 slot there. So if you want to donate $20 every month, feel free to click on that one and support the show. We appreciate it, man. Seriously, we appreciate that. We've been getting a lot of feedback from a lot of people out there that are just, I mean, we went silent for 3 weeks and they're like, what's going on with the show? What's happening? So that is on our Patreon page. We also will have postings, and you can also listen to the show from there. I will be uploading that coming here shortly. We'll upload all the episodes on there, so that way if you don't have SoundCloud or if you don't have Stitcher or maybe you have one of those old flip phones and don't have iTunes, well, you can always go onto the computer. You go on the line and look up Patreon, and you'll be able to, I love that, on the line. And then you'll be able to listen to our show from there. But yes, take a look at that, and if you want, we will definitely give you a shout out for that, for anybody that supports the show there. Get a shout out on the air. That's awesome. All right, man, let's take a quick break. We got a couple things coming up, and we'll get you another song here. We'll be right back. Doing anything just to get you off of my mind. But when the morning comes, I'm right back where I started again. And trying to forget you is just a waste of time. Oh, little baby come back player. Oh, thanks for that. Now, speaking of baby come back, there's a food truck out there, guys, and they're hitting a lot of the local breweries around here in San Gabriel Valley. And I swear, the name of the company is Baby Come Back. And let me take a look here, because I believe it's Pupusas and Ribs, or is it Ribs and Pupusas? I want to make sure I get that correct. Oh my gosh, I love it, man. I love it. So it is... Oh, wow. Look at their website. That is awesome. That's crazy. So Baby Come Back, Ribs and Pupusas. And they do catering services. They are out of Rialto, California. And let me tell you, when did I meet them? I met them when we were at Old Stump Brewery. They were down there. And I'm very picky about the pupusas, okay? I'm Salvadorian, so I'm very picky about how I like, you know, I am. I look at the size. Is it too small, too big? Is it greasy? I don't like a really greasy, like, pupusa that's just, I can't do it. I mean, I could. I'm still a chick. You see me. I'm a big boy. Yeah, I'll still eat it. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. And it was awesome. The ribs. Oh, my gosh. Well, first, let me talk about the pupusa. So we had a cheese and loroco, I believe it was. And it was amazing. It was so good. It was just like the ones my mom makes. And I was just like, oh, this is so good. And then I ordered a combo that, you know, had the ribs. It had the pupusa. It had a taco. And they also had this mashed potato. Oh, it was awesome. So the ribs, man, oh, so tender. You can literally like pull the bone right out of it. It was so good. It was amazing. And I recommend you guys look them up on Instagram. They're always out and about. If you want to call them and, you know, hire them, I'm not really sure what their schedule's like, but they do have a phone number on the internet, and it is 909-419-6338. Let them know that you heard about them on Time for a Beer. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear that. And still, you guys got to look, you know, take a look at their calendar, because they're hitting a lot of the local breweries. And it is good. You know what? They're going to be over at Alasta on Thursday. Yep, Thursday. What is today? Today, I'll tell you right now. I will tell you exactly the date. So Thursday, the 19th of July. Okay, we're in July. They're going to be over at Alasta Brewery. Now, Alasta Brewery, they are going to be doing trivia there. So if you guys want to head down, Baby Come Back is going to be there from 5 till, I believe, 9. And Alasta is going to have trivia there from 7 to 9. I believe that's what time they run their trivia at. But definitely go and check out Alasta Brewing Company. There's another one that's just going to take me right into the... shout outs here, because Alasta, I like them a lot. As you guys know, they were the first show. I mean, they were the ones we talked about on our first show. And I just, you know, I think they're cool people. They make a really good beer. I love their beer. I love their Sally. So heck yeah, I'm going to promote them. I love that place. And guess what? They're opening up a new location down in Laverne over off of D Street. I'm kind of waiting for that. I'm hoping it's sometime soon. I don't know. But anyways, you know I'm going to be there. You know I'm going to go check it out and drink some beers and post some pictures. But definitely. So, Thursday, July 19th, Baby Come Back Ribs and Pupusas over at Alasta Brewing Company. So, if you guys are in the area, if you're not sure where Alasta is, check out their website, www.alastabrewing.com. So go ahead and give them a quick, you know, quick peek. Follow them on Instagram. I don't know. Check them out. You can't go wrong, man. I like it. So that is one, Baby Come Back. Yep. Number two was Alasta. Yep. Now brings me to my number three shout out. This one goes out to Made Men Barber Company. These guys are up in Azusa. Now, fellas, if you're looking to get one of those cool, hip, you want to look, you know, in stilo, you got to go check out my boy Junior, man. Go and make an appointment. Definitely, these guys are always busy. It's not your typical barber where you can walk in and just sit down and you'll end up waiting an hour to get your hair cut. It's not like that. These guys are slammed. Yes. You have to make an appointment. They have their calendar scheduled. Go on their Instagram. If you go on Instagram, you can right there, click on their calendar. You can make an appointment. You know, look up Yoshi. Take a look at Junior. Junior's always busy. That's my guy right there. But, you know, get your hair cut. Get your beard trim, man. If you got a beard and it's kind of going all over the place, fellas, get that thing under control, man. Go check out Junior over at Made Men Barber Company. Telephone number is 626-334-1536. Junior, thank you for following us on Instagram. Thank you for, you know, the support, the love, man. And you're doing a good job there, man. And yes, definitely, I can't emphasize this enough. You have to make an appointment. I make my appointments now, and I've sat there, and you can just hear their bing, bing, bing. That's just the appointment. People are booking them up. They got a cool spot. Oh, yeah. Craft beers. Yes, sir. Craft beers. You got a lot of different music playing. You got, and I'm going to schedule something with them. I want to sit down with those guys and just kind of pick their brain on. They got some stories, man. We always talk about stuff, and oh, man. But Junior, definitely give this guy give him a call. Set up an appointment. Go and check out his Facebook. He's on Facebook. Made Man. M-A-D-E-M-A-N. Made Man Barber Company. Jeez. I don't know why. Got a little tongue tied there. Haircuts. Shaves. Trims. You know. They do razor fades. Head shaves. Straight razor shaves. Beard trims. Beard lineups. And a variety of grooming products for gentlemen. They have some pretty cool stuff. They got this one stuff. I call it dragon piss. The women love it. I don't know what the name is. It's like dragon something. Go check it out. Just tell them, hey, you want the dragon piss. Because it's magical, man. But definitely go check out those guys. Check out their Facebook. Check out their Instagram. Show them some love. These guys are definitely doing it up. And their location, 786 East Alasta Avenue. Wow. No, they're not part of the Alasta Brewing Company, but they are 786 East Alasta Avenue, and that is in Azusa, California, 91702. Definitely check out Made Man Barber Company. That's where I go and get a haircut, man. And you know what? If I want a good beer and a good, you know, I always go there, and they line me up. They got my beard going, and I always feel like, you know how women have their mani-pedis, and to them, they post their pictures like mani-pedi time, and they're like, that's their me time. Well, for me, going to get my hair cut, well, what's left of my hair, but mainly the beard, getting that shaped and worked, and just a hot towel, just relax there, man, a cold brew, hot towel, you know, shave, oh, it's awesome. It's a good time. But because of the way that they treat their customers, that is why they're always busy. These guys definitely make an appointment. Give them a call. Find out if they're available before you come down. I've seen people walk in and they're just straight up just slammed. And it's because people make appointments. And they're just saying, you know, they can't leave their clients waiting. So they'll tell them, hey, it's going to be about another hour before we can get to you. Or, you know, just call ahead. But definitely go and check them out. Good guys, good beers, good music, good vibe. It's all good. And Junior, thanks for everything, buddy. Thanks a lot. I appreciate all the support, all the love. You guys are awesome. So let's get to it. So a couple other things that I have. Just a real quick rundown. Going to a show. What is that on? Yeah, it's like an 80s show. It's going to be cool. Sorry, I dropped something. There it is. Can you hear it? No? Bummer. Oh, well. Let me see. Oh, there it is. All right, I found it. So, this Saturday, I'm going to be at, they call it Cruel Summer. It's a dance party that's happening over at the Glass House. So it's a new wave dance party at the Glass House in Pomona. That is this Saturday, July 21st, 2018. I'm going to be hanging out there listening to Joy Revision. I'm going to be listening to The Curse. Basically, The Curse is a tribute to The Cure. Joy Revision is a tribute to Joy Division. Maladjusted is a tribute to Morrissey and the Smiths. And of course, Substance, tribute to New Order. These guys are all going to be performing over at Cruel Summer, and that is at the Glass House in Pomona. You got one for me there, Pedro? Yeah! Atta boy! I'm going to be listening to Joy Revision, tribute to Joy Division.
When I'm losing my tomorrow and I'm missing the low, I resentment rides high, but emotions won't grow, and we're changing our way.
And that's pretty much it for me. I got my shout outs. I got, you know, it's just the beginning. We're going to do more. And like I said, if you guys want to be part of the shout outs, then definitely let us know. You know, send us an email, send us some, you know, repost our on Instagram, share the show on Facebook, send us some pictures, what you guys are drinking, tag us in them. Definitely. And we want to be, you know, we want to share you guys, share your info too as well. So anything else, Pedro? What else? No? Drink beer? Have good relationships? Have fun? Make it a good weekend? Right? Okay. Well, it's Tuesday. Taco Tuesday tonight? Attaboy. Hey, big shout out to Joe out there. If you guys listened to our, what was it? One or two? I'm not sure. One of the episodes we did. Early, we talked about a guy that was going through a tough breakup and kind of needed a little pick-me-up. But quick update on him. And I did post a picture. He's out dating. He had to deal with his demons. And now he's dating and he looks good. He's happy. I love it, man. It's progress. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. And Pedro says, if it does happen overnight, there's something wrong. It takes time, right? I agree. No, definitely, dude. It takes time. And had a quick chat with him yesterday. He's doing great. And congratulations to you, Joe. Thanks for listening to the show. That is awesome, man. That is awesome. All right. You want to leave us with the Joy Division, or are you going to take us out with something else, man? I don't know. It's up to you. Attaboy. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Time for a Beer. Send us an email at timeforabeerinfo@gmail.com. Love this song. You can also follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, go to our Patreon page. You can become a Patreon member yourself.
I've been waiting for a guy to come and take me by the hand.
Woo! Love it. You can also go to Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud. I don't know. That's it, right? Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time, or we'll talk with you next time. How's that?
dark stairs into no man's land. Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, getting frequent now. I've got the spirit, lose a feeling, let it out somehow. Till the spirit, new sensation takes hold, then you know.